To date, all of the efforts to remove the 78-foot Lone Star from the middle of the Agushik River have been unsuccessful. Despite several attempts, the vessel has remained stuck in the mud. That resulted in the responders deciding to stand down in mid-August and work up a new plan. That plan was submitted to the U.S. Coast Guard for approval last week, and Petty Officer Sean Eggert with the Coast Guard Sector Anchorage confirms it has now been approved. He says the salvage company, Resolve Magone Marine Services, is just waiting on a break in the weather to start mobilizing the necessary assets to the side of the Lone Star. Eggert says one of the new tools used in the upcoming salvage effort is foam that will be pumped into the aft section of the vessel
to try and create some more buoyancy. They're also bringing in a barge or with a to try a new lifting method, which will involve lifting one side of the Lone Star with chain pullers on a winch while lifting the other side with the crane. And once they can get both ends up, they're essentially going to try to walk the vessel towards the east shore into shallower water so that they can pump out the rest of the water to prepare it to tow.
If the Lone Star can be made seaworthy, the plan is to then tow the vessel to Unalaska. Eggert says, weather permitting, the plan is to begin the new recovery effort on September 20th.
The whole operation will take approximately 8 days from the time that they're able to get the all of the equipment set up and, barring any other sorts of delays due to weather or equipment malfunctions, it should take about 8 days for them to finish.
At the time of the sinking of the Lone Star, the crew reported it was carrying over 13.7 thousand gallons of diesel fuel and several hundred gallons of other petroleum products, 7.2 thousand gallons of fuel oil, and over 3.7 thousand gallons of oily water were removed from the fuel tanks on board the Lone Star, but it's believed there's still fuel and other petroleum products on board that could not be recovered. Petty Officer Eggert says assets will be on scene to deal with a release of fuel during the recovery effort.
In any kind of case where there's that potential with the removal of a vessel, they're going to have boom in place around it just as a precautionary measure, and the possibility of using skimmers if there is a release to collect the released fuel, those might be used as well.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been exercising oversight authority over the effort to recover the Lone Star, and Petty Officer Eggert confirms that oversight will continue.
Coast Guard Sector Anchorage is planning to send a representative to oversee the salvage. Basically, they'll be there to, make sure everything is being done safely and try to offer any sort of insight or advice if it's asked of us.
At the time of the sinking on June 30th, the Lone Star was anchored near the mouth of the Agushik River buying sockeye from local fishermen in the Agushik section of the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. During a change in the tide, the anchor chain apparently struck the vessel's transducer, resulting in a hull breach. It eventually capsized in about 18 feet of water. Fuel leaking from the vessel eventually resulted in a closure of the local commercial fishery in the area. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.